Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Bethy Hungerford, and you're listening to Friends with Recipes, the podcast featuring your favorite people and their favorite recipes. Today's episode brought us to southwest England, to the historic city of Bristol. A lifelong vegetarian and now primarily plant-based eater, Fritha Quinn is our guest today. Fritha is an award-winning blogger who has the most colorful, vintage-inspired lifestyle blog and Instagram. Turns out Fritha is just as cute and colorful in real life. We are here in Bristol. Where can you explain where we are at this moment?
We are in Southville, so we're by the harbour in my new house. I've been here for like 4 weeks now.
So I can't believe you've only been here 4 weeks and it already looks like home.
Yeah, but I guess like the wallpaper and stuff is kind of the stuff that we might have chose anyway. So yeah. I think that's why people feel like we've done it all and stuff. But yeah. Yeah. It's kind of our kind of vibe. Anyway.
Yeah, no, it's really cute. I like the blue cupboards.
Yeah.
You've got blue cupboards and it's a nice big eat-in kitchen.
Yeah, like the side return and the... Yeah.
And lots of natural light.
Yeah. It's always good.
Very good. And what are you cooking?
So the confession is I don't actually cook. So Tom cooks. It's not that I don't think it's that I can't cook. It's just that Tom and I, my husband, have been together for like 10 years and he really enjoys cooking. Mm-hmm. So I just haven't needed to.
And you guys work together? Is that
So
you're both home.
Yeah. So he just, and previously he would always cook evening meals. I guess I would always cook like lunch and stuff being at home. But he cooks like 99% of the time and I don't like dislike cooking, but I don't like it enough to be like, let me cook tonight. Yeah. So I guess that's how that's happened. Yeah, so he really likes it. So he's written out instructions.
Oh, that's so cute.
Ooh. For me to do. So I'm making vegan mac and cheese.
Yum.
Yeah, so we'll see how it turns out because I've never made it before.
But this is one of his regular go-to recipes.
Yeah, so he makes it quite a lot, yeah. Okay. And he basically said he made up the quantities, so I should just, like, decide how much, like, double it if I want to, or, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you are not vegan.
No, but I guess we eat vegan probably 5 times a week.
So oh, wow.
Predominantly, but then I think, like, if you say vegan, then that extends to, like, everything. It's
honey
not,
and...
But even not food. It's, like, yeah. How you live your life sure. And, I don't know, the clothes or the, you know, whatever.
But you wear leather.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah, I wouldn't ever be able to call myself vegan. But we eat, like, what's the word? Plant-based more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's just a good goal in general, isn't it? To be more plant-based.
Yeah.
So this is regular pasta, and I see milk here. Is that...
Oh,
we'll be using oat milk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and the... have you tried these? Nutritional yeast flakes?
Yes.
Flakes?
Yeah.
They've got such a sexy name.
I know. It's They really need to rebrand that.
Yeah.
It's like when prunes were... rebranded as dried plums.
Oh, I
they tried that for a while.
Right.
But yeah, because people don't think of them as dried plums, but that just sounds so much nicer than prune juice.
Yeah.
Get your prunes.
Yeah, prune juice seems a bit more like medicinal, doesn't it? Like,
yeah, but it's actually delicious.
Yeah,
it's just
really sweet, isn't it?
Sweet, concentrated plum juice. Okay, so great. Shall we get started?
Yeah.
I'm excited
Let's
for
go
this.
Go for it. Okay. Let's get some pans.
Because mac and cheese
is always a winner.
Well, it was one of the foods I ate all the time growing up.
Yeah, it's very, yeah, American, right?
Yes, yeah, very American. And we would always eat this boxed stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with this kind of fluorescent orange.
So would you eat macaroni and cheese as like a main meal, or would it always be like a side?
It was the meal.
It was the main meal. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And we'd often put ketchup in it.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then so I see good. It on like, when I see Thanksgiving things, I always see it as like a side, and that confuses me. Yeah.
I mean, I think like in the South, people would do, you know, chicken and mac and cheese and salads and vegetables. Yeah, and
it's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Whole
thing. But I'm not from the South, so I don't actually know. Right.
I'm going to fill up these pans.
In the Pacific Northwest, we would just, in a small farming town, we would just eat it as the main meal.
A main meal, yeah.
Nice fluorescent orange powder cheese. So this is probably much better. So do you think nutritional yeast tastes like Parmesan?
Yeah,
isn't
that, I guess like, that's so. What that's it's what they're going for, isn't it? Yeah, it tastes cheesy. Yeah.
But it's kind of an accident, right? Because it was just...
I don't know. What's the history behind it?
Well, I don't know, but my impression is always, just given the horrible name...
Yeah.
Yeast flakes.
Yeast flakes.
My guess is that it was, you know, a yeast... supplement. And then... What because the yeast, because it's good for you.
Yeah, it's got loads of B12, hasn't it?
Yeah. So my guess is that it was just good for you... And then somebody was like, oh.
It just tastes a bit like cheese.
It tastes a bit like cheese, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how they stumbled across that.
So when you cook lunch, so lunch is more your go-to.
Well, no, but now that Tom's at home, he does that as well.
Does he?
I literally don't cook.
Yay.
I'm a fraud.
Aren't we all? Because my husband did all the cooking too.
Yeah, okay.
And then when...
Oh, right.
Because he's a much better cook than I am. Like, he will cook a, you know... 8-course meal.
Right.
And I would get really stressed out during that.
Mm.
And he did all of the cooking, and then we had Charlotte and he still did all the cooking. And then I was like, then he got busier with work and I had to start taking over, and then I had my son and I was like, I have to simplify this.
Is that when you do the meal planning?
That's when I started meal planning, because I didn't enjoy it. It was stressful. I'd reach 5 o'clock every day and be like, I don't know. Mm. And that's why I have to meal plan and make really simple recipes, because,
Otherwise,
it's really not enjoyable.
And it's that time of day where, like, everyone's tired and...
It's
the worst time.
Yeah. I don't have time to then go, oh, I'm just going to pop to the store, kids. Sit here while I go out. No, I mean...
Exactly. You've got to plan ahead, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think with Tom, he really likes the whole process of it, and also, like... the presentation, like he's like, it cares, like he cares how it looks like on a plate and stuff.
Yeah,
I would just like swap it.
Yeah, lunch lady style.
Yeah,
but you were a lunch lady for a while.
Yeah, well, when I was in uni, so that was one of my like part-time jobs. Yeah. I was the dinner lady in the other uni, which is like incredibly embarrassing.
That's so funny.
But it was just like a part-time job in the evening. Yeah, in my third year, I think, yeah.
So did you get to wear, like, a lunch lady outfit?
Yeah, and a hairnet, yeah.
Do you have pictures of that?
No.
Oh,
that was a very short period of my life. But we also got to take away, like, all the food every evening.
Oh, so that's great.
It was really good, because then I didn't have to spend that much money on food when I was a student.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, that was
so
good.
You would do the serving, not necessarily the...
I didn't make the food.
Yeah.
No, it was on those, what they're called, what are they called? Bain-maries or something?
I have no
idea.
They
heat up. They keep food continuously hot, like in a... They are Bain-maries.
I've never even heard... It's not called that in America.
Yeah. I don't know where that name
is. Or if it is called that, I don't know about it.
Yeah. I don't even know what... Yeah. Who maybe Bain-marie invented
them. Yeah. In the UK, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you did lunch, what was kind of... your go-to?
Pasta always.
Yeah.
One of my favorite meals is just pasta pesto. I think it's just like...
And jarred pesto.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a particular pesto that you like?
The Sacco ones, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have gone for like the more like health food shop ones, but mm-hmm. I think there's something about that Sackler one.
Yeah,
it's just like maybe it's got more additives in it or something that tastes yeah. like that.
But if you know what you like, yeah. then and feta. Why change?
I would eat feta actually.
Yeah.
We don't really eat cheese, but that's, I don't know, yeah.
That has lower maybe. Lactose.
Yeah.
I mean, lactose isn't your concern.
So. No. I just pretend that the goats have a really lovely life.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do. Yeah, so, okay, so I'm going to cut some cauliflower.
Okay, I can help.
Okay.
Let me wash my hands.
Yeah. Here's a cauliflower.
Yeah, because people often say to me, you know, like, oh, well, because you're a chef. And I'm like, no, I cook out of pure necessity.
Right.
I've yeah. kind of accidentally become this person.
But then so many people, that's more, so much more relatable though, isn't it? Because, I mean, for like me, for example, I would see what you did, like cooking for necessity and planning it and stuff, and be like, that's like me, rather than a chef that actually loves making food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who puts in all the extra effort.
Yeah.
When I go through a recipe and I cut out all the effort.
Yeah.
So that is this ideal. Broccoli being chopped?
Cauliflower.
Yeah. See, I'm not a chef. Is this cauliflower being chopped?
Yes, into florets.
I think cauliflower is brilliant to put in mac and cheese because you can't really see it when it's cooked up.
Yeah. Well, usually, so... Oh, what, you would put it in normal mac and cheese or to make vegan mac and cheese?
So my mac and cheese that I make, I put in...
You would put in cauliflower as well?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh. Well, because I always, again, just out of pure necessity, I put in the vegetables with whatever I'm making. Right. So there's no... You don't have to make a side dish. So oh, I always do tiny little... I'll grate it sometimes.
I mean,
if you grate a cauliflower and then you don't see it and the kids don't freak
yeah,
out.
Yeah, sneak in vegetables.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, the kids, like, Will won't eat this.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Mably will.
Because they're used to regular dairy
yeah,
products.
Yeah, okay. Mably will, but that's probably something that Tom and I would eat and Mably, but yeah, Will's a lot more fussy.
So, but you started being more plant-based when Wilf was slightly older, is that why?
Yeah, I think we've only really been doing like 80% plant-based for like the last year or so.
80%,
but I've always been, so I was brought up veggie.
Oh, right, okay.
And the kids have been brought up veggie.
So you've always been a vegetarian?
I've never eaten meat, and neither have the
ever,
kids.
Ever.
No.
Not even bacon?
No, no.
Everyone says that.
What about bacon?
Yeah. Does the smell of bacon sound good or no?
No, like, no. And
it just smells like animal.
It smells so horrible to me. Like,
really?
Like, you know when people are doing like a barbecue or something, they're making burgers, like uh-huh. with real, like, there's this butcher on the
chicken, they do it every smell of butchers.
So people really like the smell, but like it's like a butcher that does burgers outside the shop, right?
That
so,
I like.
But it smells different to like the bought burgers, I guess. And people are like, oh, that smells so nice. Like that smells like I have to hold my breath.
Really?
Yeah. So
well, I guess
really
if you've never had it, you wouldn't.
It's
like,
such a strong smell to me that I have. Yeah. I find it really hard.
So does this cauliflower go in as like the sauce?
Let's see.
Let's find out.
No, I'm going to whiz it up in a NutriBullet thing.
Oh, so it...
So it's going to be the sauce.
Yeah, so the
yeah.
cauliflower...
Oh, is that what you asked me? Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Okay. Because I've seen recipes for... Do you do a vegan nachos?
No.
I really want a good vegan nachos
recipe. So they use the sauce in a similar way. They make the cheese sauce like that.
Yeah, Well, I know I've read recipes where the cauliflower becomes the sauce.
Yeah.
Or like squash becomes...
That's probably what this is, yeah.
Yeah. But I've not tried it before, so I'm actually very curious.
Yeah, so you can...
Curious.
So I think a lot of people don't do it with cauliflower. They do it with like butternut squash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know Bristol really at all.
Is this the first time you've been?
This is my first time to Bristol. It's really cute.
Yeah.
And I didn't mentally realise how close it is to Bath.
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes on the train.
Or do you say Bath?
Oh, I would say Bath. Yeah, but I don't know. What did you say, Bath?
Well, I said Bath because I once said Bath to a Brit. No, I once said Bath to a Brit talking about going to visit Bath.
Oh, wait.
And he's like, but it's actually called Bath.
Bath. Well, I think it depends how posh you are. Wait, what would I say?
Is it not just an accent? Bath. So is it not posh to say Bath?
Yeah, I think it's probably a bit... I think you'd put... Yeah, Bath or Bath. Bath. I'm going to Bath. Oh, I don't know now.
Well, I'm from America, so
yeah, you can choose.
So I was watching an interview of you, and you were saying that you really wanted to move to Bristol.
Yeah, so, well, actually, I was born here, but then my parents moved away when I was one, so I can claim to being born here, but there are sort of people that just get bored of living places longer than a year.
Yeah.
So we just moved all over, and then I've lived here now for 10 years, so I came back when I was, like, 22. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And you grew up vegetarian.
Uh-huh.
What did your parents do that they were kind of moving around and
so my
being
mom,
vegetarian?
Yeah, moving around, just being vegetarian. I'm one of five. And
That's a
lot of kids, yeah.
Where are you in that lineup?
Second eldest, but what usually surprises people is that we're all 5 years apart. So my mum was 20 when she had my older brother and 40 when she had my baby brother. And then there's three girls in between. But we're all almost like exactly 5 years apart. So it's like 20 years of having kids, which is just so silly. Like,
that's
have them when you're young or when you're older, but just...
But she won. That's how she wanted.
Yeah.
So it worked for her.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then she was a midwife. Yeah. Although she was like studying a lot when I was younger. She did... She's like a doctor in philosophy and stuff like that. And then my dad was studying as well when I was little, and he studied to be an architect, and then he was a stay-at-home dad instead for like, until like quite recently, like, I don't know, 8 years ago, because my younger brother's only 15, so he's still at home. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what they were doing, and being vegetarian.
Yeah, being vegetarian around Bristol at first, and then Wales.
Yeah, yeah.
So your mum worked...
Yes, and then my mum worked and my dad looked after us. Yeah. Yeah.
And she worked as midwife.
Mm-hmm.
And so did your dad do all the cooking?
Yes. Yeah. So that's kind of similar. Yeah. So my dad was the one that did all their taking us to school, cooking and looking after us all and stuff. Yeah.
And so what was his go-to? Was he, well, I guess I should ask this first. Was he a good cook?
Yeah. Yeah. My parents make a lot of proper food, like lots of like lentil based stuff. Like they know, I feel like they know how to include like all the different nutrients and make really healthy, like a lot of it's like Indian based food and stuff. Like they make everything from scratch, like pulses and stuff like that. And I just don't have any knowledge of like how to do that.
So you didn't learn to cook?
No, I wasn't really
from
interested
your dad.
To. Yeah. Oh. I think he probably asked me a few times, but I was just like, no, I wasn't interested in it, but I wish I was now, because, yeah, where we lived previously for the past 8 years was like a really multicultural area, so there was loads of Indian, like, supermarkets and cafes and stuff with, like, the most amazing, like, spices and, like, and I just never utilised it because I just
didn't know
what to do with them.
Yeah.
So annoying.
Oh.
Yeah.
But did your partner know it to...
No, I mean, yeah, his cooking is just, like, make it up as he goes along. And he's only been vegetarian for, like, 3 years?
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Would he make multiple meals then?
No, so he wouldn't have, I didn't think he would have, he never bought meat, like, we didn't eat separate meals. We always ate the same, but, like, if we ate out, he would eat meat.
Okay.
So recently he... became vegetarian, and he's more keen to be vegan now. He's
really
more, yeah.
So what was the change for him?
So he said that when Wilf started asking him like why he ate meat, he was like,
he couldn't justify it.
So he was like, I'm gonna have to. Because he didn't want Wilf to like, I don't know, think badly of him, I guess.
Because Wilf was vegetarian.
So he was like, why? But Wilf just thought it was funny. Like, he was like, Daddy eats all the lobsters. Like, the lobsters need, when we go to the beach, he was like, the lobsters need to hide from Daddy. Like, the crabs need to hide from Daddy. He'll gobble you up. Like, he just thought it was hilarious that he ate
animals. So, as a vegetarian, you're not a pescatarian. You are
no,
vegetarian.
Yeah.
Okay, because that was something that was confusing to
really
me.
Really confusing, yeah. Some people call themselves vegetarian but eat fish.
Yeah.
That's too confusing.
Really... I feel like I'm distracting you from the recipe.
I'm very easily distracted. Put the cauliflower, cashews, and carrots in the big pot.
So that's going to be the sauce.
Yeah.
Cauliflower, cashews and carrots.
Yep. So they need to go in this big pot.
That's boiling.
Uh-huh. And also cashews that have been soaked for like a little bit in boiling water.
Ah. And that just softens them up.
Yeah. I think probably you're supposed to do it overnight or something, but I don't know.
So do you do any baking or anything like that? Or your
husband does? I do bake with the kids, yeah. Because I find that, well, you know, not like extravagant things like fairy cakes and cookies and stuff. Because that's easy, isn't it, to do, I think. And like, it's just a lot of mixing flour and sugar and stuff. And the kids can do it. And yeah, passes the time, I think. We used to do a lot of that. Me and Wilf, like, just for afternoon activity most days. Yeah.
Most days, really?
Yeah.
So what kind
of... you get to eat cake afterwards.
It's not so bad. So what's your kind of favourite type of thing to bake with Wolf?
Just really simple things like fairy cakes and...
Like from a box or do you do...
No, like from... Yeah.
From scratch?
Yeah.
So you actually do?
Yeah, but baking's super easy. But like, I think cooking's so much harder. Do you not think?
I don't bake.
Really?
I don't bake at all.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
My husband does. Yeah. But like, I'm happy to throw dinner together... But if I have to bake something, I'm like,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I just really like the process of, like, just throwing it all in a bowl, and then you have, like, a bowl to lick, and then you have a cake at the end.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never baked anything, like, fancy.
Yeah.
But
so, like, what's an easy go-to?
Well, the other day, actually, I say that, yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, we baked cookies and the kids said they were so horrible they couldn't eat them.
Oh, great! Well, maybe don't give me that recipe.
The process was fun. just stuff like that, really. Actually, there is something that I have, like, baked since I was a child, which is, like, a vegan chocolate cake.
Mm.
That's really good, but it's much more complicated because you have to be really precise about oil because it doesn't involve egg. You have to use, like...
So what binds it, then?
So it's
corn,
like...
Cornstarch or
something. And
you don't call it cornstarch here, you call it corn flour?
I know what you mean, corn flour, yeah. And, like, sunflower oil, and then, like, baking soda, I guess, I think, to make it rise.
Yeah.
But you have to be, like, quite precise, I think.
Or it
otherwise
doesn't.
It won't work, yeah. But if it does work, it's really good.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Oh, yeah, I've got the Nutribullet out.
Because I always think of a Nutribullet as kind of like a gadget, but people seem to use them a lot.
Yeah, so...
Oh, this is interesting. You just pulled Huel out.
Tom, that's Tom's. Yeah.
Does he eat that?
Yeah. So he hasn't done it for a while, but he bought it because he wanted to start doing jogging in the morning. And he'd have that for breakfast and then jog.
Uses it like as a protein shake.
Yeah, but just not have breakfast. Like he's not used it as like a meal replacer or anything. But it's good for vegans because it's got loads
There's Huel and there are like a bunch of other brands that have started doing it too. And it's plant-based.
That's it, yeah.
Plant-based protein. protein shake that can actually replace food.
Yeah, it can replace food, yeah.
Which is bizarre.
Why would you do that?
I know, it's just the idea of it is so
sad.
Yeah.
I know. I need to call Tom and find where the bottom of the NutriBullet's gone. Right. He'll be like, what's gone wrong?
Yeah.
Hi, where's the bottom of the NutriBullet?
Probably with the cooking things under the hob.
Okay, cool. All right then. Thank you. Bye.
He said, probably with the cooking things.
Yeah. The other things you've never touched. It is.
It is.
It's with the pots and pans. Okay, so now we need to add celery salt.
I love that this calls for celery salt. I think my recipe for mac and cheese has celery salt.
I don't even know what celery is.
Smell it. It smells really nice.
Yeah.
I like to add it because you can tell that it makes something really flavorful, but you don't know what it is. You can't put your finger on it.
Yeah.
It's celery salt. I love celery salt.
So we need a teaspoon of it. But basically, Tom said just whack it in of everything. So I'm not going to whatever.
That's probably a quarter of a teaspoon.
Oh, was it? Okay, I'll explain more then.
Yeah, that's good. Cool.
3 tablespoons of nutritional yeast.
3 teaspoons or tablespoons?
Tablespoons, so quite a bit.
Yeah.
Let me get
tablespoons always surprise me as being, I don't think of a tablespoon as a ton. And then when you pull out the tablespoon, I'm always like, that's a lot. Oh, so you're just actually using a...
Yeah.
A spoon. Do you not do
official...
Yeah.
I guess...
No, I'm just wondering because...
I'm just even seeing if you have one.
I worry that that's an American thing. Teaspoon, tablespoon.
Yeah, because usually...
You actually use a large spoon for a tablespoon.
Right,
and for a teaspoon, you use
a teaspoon.
That's bizarre to me.
Really?
I think that's really standard here, but for me, it's like... Because as an American...
It's an actual measure.
Yeah.
Measuring thing. Okay.
So when you're baking, how do you do that?
Oh, so I would probably just use weighing scales because it's flour and stuff, isn't it? Rather than... Yeah.
So if you're putting vanilla or something into a recipe, you would weigh it.
Yeah. Yeah. But in America, you use...
You'd never weigh anything in America. We had to buy a kitchen scale when we moved here.
But
Because we didn't even have one.
What do you use then? A cup? What?
Yeah. So we would use a measuring cup, and then you have a cup, a half a cup.
Okay.
Sometimes you get 3/4 cup, then a 1/4 cup, a 1/3 of a cup.
Right.
And then teaspoons, you get a tablespoon, which is a specific measurement. A tablespoon, a teaspoon, and then fractions thereof.
Okay.
So everything is very, very specific.
Right, okay.
But it is better to cook by weight if
is
you're baking.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're baking. Actual bakers cook by weight.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you don't like baking.
Maybe that is why I don't like.
All right.
So does Bristol have good restaurants?
Yeah, it's got quite a big food scene. And down by there, 5 minutes walk, is a place called Wapping Wharf, and it has loads of cargo containers
and
loads of pop-up restaurants and stuff.
Nice.
So a few years ago that was nothing was there, and then it's all built up in the last couple of years, and now it's a really cool place to go.
And you can walk there?
Yeah, it's just 5 minutes over
That's
the bridge.
Perfect.
Yeah, and so there's a florist and a little high street, but on the... And the water's there. It's really nice.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll walk that way on the way back to
the
plane.
Yeah,
do. Oh, that sounds cute. So what's your favourite restaurant there, or your favourite food to get there?
Well, we don't really get to eat much in the evening.
Yeah.
But we went there the other day because it was our wedding anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Thanks.
How many years?
4 years married, but we've been together for 10 years.
Oh.
Yeah. And we went to an Indian place there that was nice. And then this evening, actually, I'm going out with a friend there. It's this place called Root, and it does lots of little
Root,
dishes.
Root, R-O-O-T.
Yeah.
Root. Okay.
And it does lots of vegetarian dishes. It's not mainly vegetarian, but loads of little, kind of tapas things.
Oh, okay.
But it's not spicy.
And it's a vegetarian?
No, but mainly. It isn't.
So it's plant-based,
but there's a lot of vegetarian dishes. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So there's loads of stuff there.
And what do you get there that you like? what's something at root?
Well, I've good. I've only eaten there once. I can't really remember, to be honest. I'll tell you after tonight. Okay. Yeah. But there is also a chip shop there that we end up. But it's a really good chip shop. It's like a fancy chip shop.
How is it a fancy chip shop?
Well, they do like battered halloumi and stuff like that. But it's like really nice. Like, it's not like greasy chips. It's like, I don't know, gourmet fish and chips or something.
Is it that they put good toppings on them, or they just make them really well?
Yeah, they make them really well. But then also, I guess, if you were eating fish, they'd probably have like, they'd probably do those a bit fancier than the whole, I don't know about fish. Yeah. Yeah.
So you've never had fish either?
No.
And you've never
wanted to?
Yeah.
No.
I guess fish doesn't smell
it smells great. Great. Yeah. I've never really fancied trying meat or fish. So
it's still cooking, but I would love to take a look in your cupboards in your fridge.
Okay. My fridge is,
So your tiny fridge.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. So you've got some stuff from HelloFresh. Do you use...
No, that is because we fed our friends cats and they said we could have their HelloFresh box.
Okay.
But, I mean, we have used them before. They're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've got some beer in there. Looks delicious.
Uh-huh. Some Bath ales. That's Tom's.
What in here do you think... What is in here that other people wouldn't necessarily have in their fridge?
The vegan cheese that's Tom's.
Oh, I've tried that.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I've just tried this brand.
Okay.
Of almond milk cheese. Is that like a soft cheese? Yeah.
Oh, no, don't look at that. That's alive.
Well, there we go. It's time to clean out this fridge.
Let's pretend that never happened. So this is Tom's non-moldy vegan cheese.
No, this brand is good. Do you like the
So that's the
Greek
VA Life
stuff.
One, isn't it? And then he's got...
Do you like this flavor, though? Because they have a number of different flavors of dairy-free cheese.
Yeah.
So this is the Greek one. Their cheddar I like.
The slices?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's okay, I think, for like...
I'm gonna smell it.
You can do like a grilled... Do you grilled cheese? Being American? Is that a southern thing?
No. Well, because it would make me sick if I ate a hunk of grilled cheese.
Yeah.
This smells like...
So that's supposed to be like...
smells like cheese.
Feta, is it?
It smells like feta.
Yeah. And then this is like pretend cheddar. Unless that is actually cheddar. It's very confusing because there's some real cheese in there too. This is pretend bacon.
Pretend bacon.
Have you had that?
No. And so, how do you... I mean, it kind of looks like something you'd give a dog to chew on.
I guess they tried to make it look like bacon. They've done the different colours.
Yeah. But that's good. You like that?
Yeah, I'd have that in like a sandwich or something.
You wouldn't eat it on its own?
No. Was that... would you eat bacon on its own?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like real bacon.
Yeah.
So for a vegan or vegetarian family... Mm-hmm. That's all pretty standard. Yeah?
I guess so. Yeah, I guess.
How about your cupboards? Anything?
That's all. So there's some food in there.
Ooh, here's a little pantry cupboard. Uh-huh. What's in here?
That is cinnamon. Cinnamon.
That's all cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
This is the biggest container of cinnamon I've ever
cinnamon.
Seen.
I love cinnamon. It's so hard to say. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Yeah. But cinnamon isn't really a common flavor in the UK, is it? I feel like sometimes people are like, oh, careful, that has cinnamon in it.
Oh, really? Oh, I don't know. I use it in baking, like, loads.
Yeah.
It's quite an autumnal thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I love a bit of cinnamon. Got some jarred curry sauce, chia seeds. What do you do with your chia seeds?
Who knows? You'd have to ask Tom. There's, maybe he puts them in his, when he has his shakes.
Yeah.
In
a
baking
big
stuff.
Bottle of Marmite.
Yeah.
And you just do that
have cleaned
on...
these cupboards.
No, don't worry. No, nobody can see.
Yeah.
If you hadn't said anything, yeah, nobody would know. This is the cleanest cupboard I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And so organized. So what do you do with Marmite? Do you only do it on toast?
Yeah, some people have it with spaghetti, don't they? But I've not had that.
How do you do it with spaghetti? Literally just a spoonful of it on... I've never tried that. And then you've got passata, ketchup, kind of the basics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, some what are these, pine nuts?
I see something lentils. That says donut.
Yeah, that's been in my cupboard for about 3 years.
No.
It's probably out of date. I was like, I bought it from M&S and I was like, brilliant, donut mix. And then actually, you need to like make it the night before and like put it in the bowl and stuff. So it always gets back in the cupboard.
Oh, yeah. Even when you moved, you brought it with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, just because, yeah.
So do you follow Emma Ladyland on
yeah, I think
on Instagram?
So, yeah.
So she's a friend of mine. And but just she does lots of, every now and then, she'll do a video going through her cupboard.
Oh, okay.
And she'll try and find the oldest thing in her cupboard.
I bet I could be, considering that cheese was moldy.
Yeah, well, I think everybody probably has moldy cheese in their fridge, or moldy something in their fridge. No, I don't, I thought Emma would still win.
Okay.
Because this all looks, you know.
Well, we have just moved house, so we've done a bit of
a bit of a clear out, but you still kept the donut mix.
Yeah.
Ooh.
They're good, aren't they?
I love these. So this is Rebel Kitchen, M-Y-L-K,
milk.
I always feel awkward saying that, milk.
Yeah,
milk. But I think it's supposed to be milk, right?
Yeah.
So delicious.
But it's not milk, it's...
No. Oh, it's dairy, yeah. So it's coconut milk.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have coffees as well, and like chai.
Oh, do they?
Because this is one for kids.
I buy these for kids,
milk.
Yeah.
But their grown-up stuff is delicious. What about this? You have dairy-free custard. Is that any good?
Yeah, that's good. Yep. Have that with like a crumble or something.
So you don't eat that on its own. You just kind of pour it over something.
Custard on its own?
Well, because people in America don't do that. I mean, we've been here long enough. I've seen people do custard on...
crumble.
Like a pudding, a crumble or something. But in America, you would eat like a bowl of pudding. Like not dessert. In general pudding, but like a bowl of actual chocolate pudding or vanilla pudding.
That's like a bit like custard.
Custard.
Is it like Angel Delight or something?
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. I don't know if that's
Angel's
still going.
Angel's Delight?
Angel Delight.
Oh no, that's like Cool Whip in America, I think. That's like that kind of frothy just topping.
Yeah, but you eat it as a thing.
Really?
Yeah, but maybe it's not around anymore, I don't know.
I think it is because... An American told me that was the equivalent to whip her
Cool Whip. Right.
Yeah, that's meant to kind of be a topping. Oh. But you would have, like, do you not have a bowl? Like, you would never do a bowl of chocolate pudding.
No.
Or chocolate custard or vanilla custard.
No, that would be so weird. Maybe other people do. I don't know.
Because in America, Jell-O Brand sells these, like, Jell-O Brand, like the, what would you call that?
Jelly.
Yeah. So in America, jelly's something else.
Yeah, Jell-O. No. Wait, this is so confusing.
So confusing. So in America, jelly is just called Jell-O.
Jell-O, right.
And in America, jelly, if you said, oh, get the jelly out of the fridge. Mm.
You'd get jam out, wouldn't you?
You'd get jam out, yeah.
Crazy people.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't make it up. But if you, so Jell-O Brand also makes Jell-O pudding.
Okay.
In America.
Right.
I have not seen it here.
Mm.
But you get Jell-O pudding snacks, like, in these little containers, and they, as a kid, are the best thing ever.
And they're a bit like custard?
Yes.
Wow.
But a bit thicker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm finding it really hard to imagine what it is. But, yeah, sounds interesting.
So I have to say, it doesn't smell like mac and cheese.
Nice.
But we know it tastes good.
Uh-huh.
So let's go in. No, it is good.
Yeah. It's different.
No, I wouldn't even say it's different. It's very mild, but still with the flavor you can taste. I don't want to say you can taste the vegetables because that would sound not great, but you can taste the flavorfulness of the vegetables.
Yeah.
And the breadcrumbs are nice because it adds a bit of a crunch.
Texture.
Paprika is lovely. Great. I love it.
Perfect.
Well done.
Thanks. You should like thank Tom.
Yeah. He's so relieved it turned out.
Yeah. Tom's going to be like, wow, you actually made something.
You actually made something.
You can get Fritha's recipe for vegan mac and cheese by going to friendswithrecipes.org. And Fritha can be found on Instagram as Tiger Lily Quinn. You can find this podcast on Instagram as Friends with Recipes. Please share, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, as it makes a real difference and is truly appreciated. A big thanks to Fritha for being on the show and making me her delicious mac and cheese. Though, when I asked her why she wasn't eating, she said,
"It smells so horrible to me."
Well, more for me. Tune in next week for another episode of Friends with Recipes. See you then.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.